What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so very much for listening. If you happen to be listening on Apple, make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave a rating and write a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps recommend it. It just helps it overall. And again, thanks for listening. Hope everyone has enjoyed their week. Had an amazing week. Honestly, got a lot to go over. Going to be talking about a lot this week. Starting off with talking about the solo video that I did for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. There's a place near my girlfriend's work where they basically, it's like a cafe. They have all kinds of different food, and it's called Arenas, and they basically have anything you could want. They have steak subs, they have like deli type sandwiches, they have chicken tenders, they have salads, they have a wide menu, and girlfriend recommends it and eats there a lot. So I'm like, you know what, that could be something new for the channel, a place that we haven't done. And it was a really good steak and cheese, or a cheese steak on the menu. It's called a Philly cheese steak, but it's, you know, it's the steak, the grilled onions, and the cheese. And it was really good. It was delicious. And let's see, that video is out on our YouTube channel right now, youtube.com/theedibleadventures. And yeah, I highly recommend it. There's several locations throughout Delaware. And so Saturday, well, I mean, and Friday, you know, we got back, hung out, you know, did our usual, watched some Seinfeld. We're doing another rewatch of Seinfeld on Netflix. We watched it twice on Hulu. We almost finished the second watch through on Hulu, but started over again on Netflix and enjoying it. Just watched season 5, episode 13, The Dinner Party. Look to the cookie, Elaine. Look to the cookie. And the cinnamon babka. Another babka? I'm not going to go in with lesser babka. Oh, so many good lines in that. No, Elaine, nothing mixes more perfectly than vanilla and chocolate. Yet racial harmony eludes us. Yet racial harmony still eludes us. Oh, there's just so many good scenes. You know, George and Kramer in the wine store with the Gore-Tex jacket, and them not having change for 100, so them having to go to the newsstand to get change. A pack of gum, Clark bar, newspaper, Penthouse Forum. Oh, it's just so funny. That's I'd probably say that's definitely one of my favorite episodes. So yeah, we've just been watching Seinfeld, and then Saturday, I was looking forward to it because we got to dress up together again. Girlfriend's cousin had her wedding, so we went together to the wedding. But on the way to the wedding, we got there a little early. We got into the area a little early, and we were looking up breweries and wineries, and we found one brewery. We went there, and the parking lot was full. And it was in a cramped area, so we had nowhere we could park. So he's like, oh, let's try this winery. Well, we get to the winery, and hold on, sip of coffee. We get to this winery, and looks like a large house, but there's just a lot of people sitting outside. It's just like your family hanging out on your front porch kind of deal. And kind of blocking the door and stuff. Not really blocking the door, at least that's what it looked like from where we parked. But her and I are both Enneagram 9s, and we're both awkward when it comes to stuff like that. Like, oh, if we walk by them, they're going to look at us. And we were just like, you know, we literally had no idea where to walk in at. And at that point, it had started raining. And by the time we figured out what we wanted to do, we're just like, yeah, let's just go to the wedding place. So we ended up just sitting in the winery parking lot for like 5 minutes, because by the time we got there, like, we wanted to get there half an hour before the wedding started. So we're like, well, let's, it's a loss. We're fine. We're still having fun driving around together. So we went to the wedding, and It was great to meet her uncle and some of her other family, and it was a nice wedding. It was a nice wedding. They had a little cocktail hour downstairs where they had, like, wine and beer and all free, which was nice. And during the reception, we actually danced together for the first time. We neither of us liked dancing, but we slow danced to a song because literally everyone else was dancing. Literally everyone else. So we felt, okay, let's do it. Let's dance. And took some fun photo booth pictures, and it was just an all-around great time. Stopped at the old Wawa for some snacks on the way back to her place. But it was a great day. And we were both like, okay, you know, we both really didn't want to go, but we both have the sense like, okay, well, by the time when we get there, we'll be fine. It's just getting there. And of course, once we were there, we had a lot of fun. And it was great. I love going to stuff like that with her, you know, and to drink a few brews to kind of calm my nerves. I wasn't super nervous, but like they said, we both don't like dancing, but we danced, and it was a great time. And again, it's easier when literally everyone else in the room is dancing too. So, ooh, bang my coffee cup on the coaster, slapping the bass, man. Oh, I love you, man. Such a funny movie. We watched that a few weeks ago. So we got back late Saturday night after the wedding, and then Sunday went to do mini golf in Ocean City. Old Pro Golf. It was a lot of fun. She beat me by almost 10 strokes. It was really windy. I'm not making excuses, but I'm really not that good at mini golf. Sometimes I'll get lucky. But yeah, this is a hard course. Well, not really super hard, but I've done better in mini golf. I'll just say that. You know, we went and picked up some groceries for the house. And then another highlight of Saturday besides the mini golf is she made dinner in the crock pot, the first actual meal she cooked for me and for us. And it was buffalo chicken sliders and tater tots. But the buffalo chicken was cooked in the crock pot all day, and it was so moist and tender, and used Frank's Red Hot buffalo wing sauce, and it's just, imagine chicken in a crock pot marinated in buffalo sauce. They're so good. And she put the rolls in the oven just to kind of give them a slight crisp. So good. It was delicious. Absolutely delicious. I, you know, even had it for leftovers a few days later. I can't wait to have that meal again. So, so, so delicious. My girl can cook, y'all. And she's just perfect. And the meal was absolutely amazing. And that was pretty much it for the weekend. I'm pretty much staying here almost full time now. I will be here full time very soon. And this past Wednesday, Gary and I got together to film our joint video that comes out on Monday. We filmed at a place called BurgerFi in Woodbridge, Virginia. BurgerFi is a burger joint. They have chicken too, but they're known for their burgers. They are a little pricey, but you pay for top quality meat because their meat is 100% American Angus. The beef is not injected with hormones or antibiotics. It's not injected with any artificial anything. So you're getting a quality, like a true quality burger. And it's absolutely delicious. So we had fun filming that video. And we filmed it outside. They have some tables outside of the restaurant. And afterwards, we took some stock photos for thumbnails in front of a blank wall, so it's easy to cut out in our photo editing applications on our laptops. But made some funny poses, different poses that we could use for thumbnails. Little back-end information on the editing process. But it's been a good week. It's been a really good week. We hit 550 subs and then went back down to 548. I don't know what happened there. I know sometimes people will subscribe and then unsubscribe, but yeah, we went up to 551. So we reached 551 on Wednesday, and here it is Thursday, and we're back down to 548. Where did those three subscribers go? No big deal. We'll get back up there. That's the nature of the beast. Subscriber numbers fluctuate week to week. Sometimes they can go up one, down two, then back up three. It fluctuates. So we'll get back up to that 550 mark. And it's I still like it's so great. Gary and I are brothers. We're cousins, and we actually are family. And we're like best friends. We grew up together. It's so amazing to be doing this channel with him. And it's so amazing that I have such an amazing and perfect girlfriend that she is literally our number one fan, and she's so supportive of the channel and what we're doing. So it's just amazing. It's just, I've literally never been happier, and I said this last week, but to have someone in my corner that's so supportive of what I do, and like that, it really means a lot, and it definitely makes things easier too. And I mean, we've been doing this channel for a little over a year, and we basically have 550 subs, and that's amazing. And it's just having her being so supportive, it's great. She's recommending ideas and stuff, and I literally don't know what to do without her, because sometimes, like, I'll be trying to come up with ideas, and I'll just draw blanks, and even sometimes Gary and I will be brainstorming stuff, and I'll just draw blanks. But sorry, I got the sniffles. My allergies are horrendous, and yeah, I have allergy issues, so I'm sniffing a lot. No, I don't have a Coke problem. Maybe at one point in my life, but I'm not that person anymore. And, yeah, sky's the limit for Gary Loves Edible Adventures. And, thanks for listening to my ramblings this week. Follow me on Instagram at Mr. Larry Mullins. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, on YouTube, youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow us on Instagram at The Edible Adventures too. And also, Gary and I started a podcast. It's appropriately titled Gary and Larry Do a Podcast. Look it up on the Apple, the Spotify, the Google Pods, everything. Pretty much anywhere you can get a pod. Look it up. Look it up, people. Thank you very much. Thank you so, so, so very much for the support. And I will catch you on the next episode.